COVID-19. It's had a devastating impact on most of our lives. To add insult to misery, though, scammers have been out in full force trying to take advantage of the situation. The RCMP are warning residents of this province that scammers are operating here. RCMP Constable Wayne Wong joins the program from Happy Valley Goose Bay this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how big of a problem is this?
It's international out there. You know, obviously, whenever there's people in need or looking for, you know, a bit of relief in their life during this pandemic, there's going to be those who try and take advantage of them. Just alone, since the onset of this, the Canadian Defraud Centre reported from March 2020 to February of 2021 there's already been $7.2 million lost. So that number has only gone up, obviously, since we've now entered April.
So how costly are the scams?
The scams can range from any number there, $200 to be $1,000, depending on how much or what they're promising to people and how much people are really looking to get out of the situation or get any sort of relief. You know, they have people selling miracle cures. They have people saying, oh, we can get you a vaccine. Anything that could tempt people there into buying into what they're selling.
So what are the most common scams that you're seeing here in this province?
Are you referring to specifically COVID scams?
Yeah, the ones that have sort of come up and are really providing, or they're getting the opportunity to really hammer these scams because of COVID.
So from my understanding there is a lot of them are, you know, you get those just generated phone calls and that, saying, you know, we have this available to you. Can you send just a bit of money there? You know what? We can get you on a list or what have you there. Or we have this great cure. We can send it to you. Things like that. And of course, there are, you know, the advertisements you might see on someone's computer and that. Clickbait, I guess most people know it as there. They just click on it, go to sites, what have you. And then once they're in the bubble, sometimes they're just fed, like, you know what, you should act fast, there's limited supply. And it just creates a bit of sense of urgency that sometimes people don't realize what's going on because they're so focused on getting it before they lose out on their chance of possibly having a bit of relief from the stress of the situation.
So what are some that have really caught your eye, you know, ones that are particularly hurtful, I guess?
I would say particularly hurtful would be like these miracle cure ones there. Like, people don't know where these cures are coming from. They're just relying on somebody they've never met before to go and do these treatments. And some of these treatments could be potentially dangerous. Because the best thing for someone to do is they start getting these sort of ideas, like, I should try this, or they're selling me this, is to try and ask somebody who's actually in the health professional. It could be the family doctor, it could be one of the local officials for health, and just say, hey, like, is someone saying this? Is this true? And more than likely, they're going to say, no, it's absolutely true. It's potentially dangerous.
And Corporal Wong, who's most likely to fall victim to these types of scams?
Anybody. Anybody at all. This doesn't stop at any age group at all. It could be anybody from, you know what, your grandfather, grandmother, your parents, or even your brother or sister. It doesn't really matter for age and that.
What are some of the red flags that people can watch out for to prevent this from, you know, happening to them?
So one of the red flags they can watch out for is if you start digging into more details on what the person is actually offering you there. So if someone's, you know, saying this is a miracle thing, this is such a big miracle thing, why isn't everybody doing this? Why isn't the government saying this? A lot of the times, if you start asking these questions, either they'll try and reassure you with, you know, it's nonsensical stuff, well, it's been a clinical study. Well, that doesn't mean you think it's a clinical study. Or they'll say, this person's tried it out. And they'll try and give false information, or they'll start to almost be offended that you're asking these questions, like you don't trust them. And they'll try and put just a bit of pressure that way, trying to make you feel bad or make you feel uncomfortable. Or they'll try and pressure even more, like, no, I really don't have time to explain everything there, but you really should act fast. At that time there, you should be considering, okay, why are they being so hostile? Why are they really trying to sell me on this? And just step back for a moment while you're in that situation. And I understand it's very hard. I've had multiple people say during the time, I wasn't thinking straight. And that's how they get you a lot of times. You just are pressured so hard and so fast into acting on something that you don't realize what just happened until you're done. Then we get a call at the RCMP a few minutes later after they've taken a second to see what's been going on.
And but they've gotten so good, some of them. I mean, it's not a stretch to believe that someone can fall for something like this, but it doesn't take away the embarrassment. How important is it to report these crimes? You know, you've been duped. You feel you're in a vulnerable position already.
I 100% agree with you there. A lot of people do not report financial crimes in general. I believe, and I may be mistaken on this, but I believe it's only around 5 to 10%. It's the last time I checked there. Because a lot of people, you're right, they are embarrassed. When you fall victim to these sort of crimes, you're not an idiot. You're an average person who got taken advantage of in a situation. I can recount all kinds of stories where I've had somebody come in there saying, you know, this happened to me there, and they're so ashamed and embarrassed. But people don't need to be. It's important for you to let us know. So at the very least, we can try and help you, and we can use the information that they provide us to try and stop somebody else from becoming a victim in this.
And Corporal Wong, do scammers usually get caught, charged, and convicted?
And that's exactly another issue there. It is difficult at times there, and you know what, as scams and frauds develop over time, it does become a bit more tricky in that. So, you know, cryptocurrency is another big one up and comer. If anything sent via that, it's notoriously hard for law enforcement to try and track that. And a lot of times, folks are operating in centers, you know, outside of the country. They're sending money abroad, and it is difficult. It does happen. I can honestly say I've gotten a few. I know all kinds of other members have gotten other fraudsters now, but it is difficult at times.
Well, here's to more and more of these scammers getting caught, charged, and convicted. Corporal Wayne Wong.
Too.
Yeah, I bet you do. Representing the RCMP.
Actually, Constable, I don't want to...
Oh, sorry.
That's all right.
My bad. I switched it over there. I did introduce you as Constable. Thank you so much for joining the show and, you know, giving us these tips and things to watch out for.
Appreciate you having me on the show. You have a good day there.
You too. That's RCMP Constable Wayne Wong joining us from Happy Valley Goose Bay.